On today's episode of the Kribo Shoot Podcast, we bring some Nintendo franchises back from the dead. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoot Podcast. This is episode 61. I'm your host, Brandon. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chad. How's it going, man?
It's going very well.
We got a fun show lined up today, and we're going to be talking about some kind of dead or forgotten Nintendo franchise and which ones we'd bring back. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and start off with what have we been playing? What have you been up to here lately?
So I was playing Link's Awakening, but not anymore because I beat it.
Oh, finally. Very nice. What'd you think?
So I really did enjoy it until I got into the face dungeon. Then I just
The face shrine.
Yeah. Yes. And I just absolutely hated it. But after I got out of there, I really enjoyed the rest of the game.
Oh, cool.
That shrine, it was so tough. Just a lot of backtracking felt like, and just, oh, so confusing.
It's a very tedious dungeon, and I don't think it doesn't hold up as well in these modern times. And that's one of the reasons why I wish Nintendo would have maybe added a few more updates to this game. It's such a faithful rendition of the Game Boy original, but you do get some stuff like the Face Shrine, which they could easily have fixed a little bit, kind of like they did on the Wind Waker HD. They added a few easier paths and stuff in it. So,
yeah.
I'm glad to hear overall you enjoyed it and you beat it. You think it took you, how long you think it took you to beat it?
It says over 10 hours.
Okay, so somewhere between 10 and 15.
Between 10 and 15. Yeah, I was able to do the color dungeon and also get all of the Nintendo statues and everything.
Very nice. A couple of those were hard to get for me in the Crane game. I had trouble with the piranha plant.
I tell you, I had trouble with the spiny at the end the cactus. This one. I can't remember what that one is.
The pokey.
Oh man, that one was tough.
Yes.
The piranha plant, I hit it, got it first try.
Oh wow.
I could not believe it because it looked so hard, but I just happened to knock him down and grab it perfectly.
So with the pokey in the trendy game, I actually captured it. It dropped it down and it got like hung on the little conveyor belt and it wouldn't let me pick it up even though I could touch it.
Oh wow.
So I had to actually just back out and go back in and get it all over again. It was very frustrating.
Very irritating. Wow.
But that's great. I'm glad you enjoyed the game. I think it's an absolute classic. I love this remake and I've beat it as well. And I think it took me a little less than 10 hours, but I remembered a whole lot of this game. So I was able to get through it pretty quick.
Very cool, yeah.
But I really did enjoy it, and I'd love to see Nintendo remake a few of their other older Zelda games like this.
Right, and I did deliver the letter from the goat, so.
Very nice. What'd you think?
It was hilarious. Yeah. Is his name Mr. Wright?
Mr. Wright,
Mr. Wright,
yes.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty great. Cool. Anything else?
Only other thing I've been playing is just a little bit of Fire Emblem Three Houses, but I actually beat it, so I don't know if I'm going to start a new path in the Blue Lines or the Golden Deer, or just let the memories of the Black Eagles take over. So,
oh man, congratulations. You were talking to me the other night, and you told me this, and I couldn't believe it that you'd already beat it. That's quite the feat.
So I've already seen the credits and everything. I got married. I mean, I've done
wow.
pretty much everything in it. 35 hours is what it took. So
wow, you're pretty quick.
I don't know what I missed. I really don't, because I felt like I got the bulk of the experience for sure. And
wow,
I didn't recruit a whole lot of characters. I think that's where a lot
you
of kind of
stuck
time.
With your team.
Yeah, yeah. I recruited two or three extra, and that was about it.
Well, without any spoilers, are you happy with the team you chose?
Oh man, yeah. I've heard that the other paths are even better. I don't see how it could get any better.
Oh wow,
than this.
Interesting.
I absolutely loved it. Yeah.
Okay.
It
cool.
was amazing.
Well, congratulations for getting through that. And it sounds like you really enjoyed your time with it.
It
too.
Is. It's one of my favorite games on the Switch right now. And as far as it stands right now, I definitely plan on trying out the other paths.
Hmm. So this game may come up in your Game of the Year list.
It's very possible.
Very cool. anything else?
Last thing that we've been playing is I actually played some of this with you online on Nintendo Switch Online. That's Joe and Mac. I think it's the second one, something about the tropics, I believe.
Oh, yeah, this is on the Super Nintendo
Super
app.
Nintendo,
yeah.
Yes, it's the caveman game. So I played this a little bit of single player, and I have to say I really enjoyed it. And then me and you got to try it out in co-op. And I really liked it. I don't know what your thoughts were about it.
Yeah, I really liked it as well. I'd heard of this game, but I never played it as a kid or anything. But it was a lot of fun. And it's one of the, you know, we were kind of going through the games the other night. It's one of the few games that's available right now on the Super Nintendo app that is two-player in co-op. So
yeah.
It was fun playing through some of that.
How about you? What have you been playing?
So, like I said, I also beat Link's Awakening. I really enjoyed my time with that. I also beat the Untitled Goose Game since we last recorded.
Oh, very cool.
So, I really enjoyed it. It is very short and can be frustrating at times, but overall, I really, really liked it. It is a very charming game.
It's very funny. I like when you're trying to impress the ladies there and you have to flap your wings.
Oh, yes, me too. That was one of my favorite ones where those two ladies instruct you to do different things.
Yeah, you know? They're funny.
That was very nice, and I really liked the ending. At the very start of the game, I kind of saw what would end up being the ending. I had no idea what it meant. And it's kind of neat that ended up.
I didn't know what that was going to be for.
Playing a part in the story at the end, mm-hmm. So that was really cool.
Maybe we'll get some DLC for the game.
Maybe so. It seems like it's been selling really well. I've seen it. It's been at the top of the charts even. So I think they definitely have a hit on their hands with this game.
I think so.
Also been keep plugging away at Yoshi's Crafted World. I think I'm very, very close to completing this game now. So.
Have you got to the Shadow World yet in there?
Oh, game? Maybe not. Maybe I'm not that close.
Well, whenever you get there, let me know what you think. There's some very creepy characters running around there.
Okay, yeah. And then also been playing a lot of Super Mario Maker 2. This is a game that, I'd kind of completed the story mode shortly after it came out, and I'd kind of fallen away from it for a month or two, but I got back into it with the new update they released, and but I've just been playing a bunch of it in a single player, and I've just been having a blast with it. Two things I really have been enjoying with this game is playing it on the Switch Lite. I really like playing with the D-pad, so that's awesome in handheld mode.
Right.
And then if I'm playing in docked, I'm using the wireless Super Nintendo controller that we both have purchased.
Yes.
And it is just perfect for these Mario levels. I absolutely love it. So I've been having a lot of fun with it.
I bet that is a lot of fun on the Super Mario World levels and everything.
Oh yeah, it's great. And also we played a little bit the other night. We tried out now with this new update, which we'll talk about later. It had some co-op play with friends, so we actually got to try that out, and we had quite a bit of fun.
Right. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it.
So let's go ahead and move on into pickups. Have you picked up anything interesting lately, Chad?
Well, like you said, we did pick up our wireless Super Nintendo controllers. Nintendo finally did ship those to us.
That's right. So we got them both in the mail. What do you think?
Oh, I love them. Are they about the same size as the original controller to you?
Yes, I think they're identical.
I think they are too. Yeah, no, they feel really good. The buttons feel good. I'm disappointed that they can't clip onto the side of your Switch to charge.
But that would look great.
I understand, so I'm not too upset about it.
Yeah, so these have, a USB-C port on the top of them that you can charge them up, and mine came partially charged. It seems like the battery life's going to be really good on them. I really like these controllers. It's just really neat to have a classic Super Nintendo controller that you can play all these 2D side-scrolling games on the Switch, not just the Super Nintendo games. And to me, that is the controller, to me, that is perfect for any, especially 2D games, older games, indie games. This is going to be my preferred way to play those games from here on out.
For sure, yeah, no doubt. The only other thing I did, I picked up quite a few Nintendo 64 and Super Nintendo boxed games.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, too many to list on the podcast. So on the day this podcast is released, I'm going to stick a picture on Facebook so that everyone can
very cool.
look and see. There's just a few. Majora's Mask and a Bomberman 64 complete in box. So,
Bomberman 64, I love that game.
It's pretty cool, yeah. So it was some decent stuff that I found. But I'll post a picture of that on the Facebook page.
Very nice. Yeah. Man, other than the wireless Super Nintendo controllers, I got two I've opened up one. I'm planning on keeping the other one just brand new in the box.
Yeah.
But the only other thing I found is I was at my local Target, and I always like to check kind of the toy section and see if there's anything new, and was browsing through the Hot Wheels and saw a new Mario Kart Hot Wheel than the original five that we both have. I found the Koopa Troopa Hot Wheel. So I picked up one for me and one for you.
And I'm holding it right now. Yes.
So it's very cool. As far as I know, that's the only new one. I think there hopefully are more characters to come. I think you said you may have saw on one of the boxes a Donkey Kong one, so surely hopefully that one's coming still. But I just absolutely love this this style of Mario Kart Hot Wheels because they look just like they do in the game, and
yeah.
I just absolutely love these things. I've always liked collecting Hot Wheels anyway, but man, when you combine it with something like Mario Kart, I'm all in.
Oh yeah, no, I absolutely love the Koopa Troopa, one of my favorite characters in the Mario Kart series.
Definitely.
And I think it's a great time for them to be released and things like this, especially with Mario Kart Tour, whether it's a hit or not, at least it's kind of relevant right now.
Definitely. Let's go ahead and slip on into the news here. So we got just a few entries here that are of note. This one got me kind of excited. So Nintendo has announced that a new entry in the Brain Age series is coming to the Nintendo Switch. So far, it's only been confirmed for a Japan release, and that's coming on December 27th. So right before the end of the year, it will also include an official stylus.
A Brain Age stylus.
Chad, did you ever play Brain Age on the DS?
Very little. Very little. I got into it very late, and I don't know if I was just too young or something. Couldn't really get into it.
Well, I've always liked kind of puzzle games and games that kind of make you think, and I got into this right when it came out, and I actually loved Brain Age and its sequel, and I played it all the time, and I just never even considered that this game might come back, and I'm very excited that it is coming back to the Switch, and I'm really hoping it does make its way to the U.S., and of course, I've always wanted to get an official Nintendo Switch stylus, so this sounds like the way to do it right here. Very interesting to see more about this game in the future.
Yeah, I definitely hope it does make it to the U.S. because I would certainly give it a try.
Right. In some sadder news, we got word that the Mario & Luigi RPG series that's been on the Game Boy Advance, the DS, and the new 3 and the 3DS, the developer of those games, of that series, Alpha Dream, has gone bankrupt. So they're probably not going to be around anymore. And I'm just really sad because I have not played all of the Mario & Luigi games, but the ones I've played, I've really had a lot of fun with. And I always thought it was a pretty unique series. And it's really sad to see that this team maybe, I guess, has not had the success that they would need to stay afloat. And it's just really sad. And I hope that this is not the end of the Mario & Luigi series. But I think if it's not, someone else is going to have to take over. So
right, yeah. This is very sad news. I was upset to hear about this. I wish them the best, of course. But I really want there to be more Mario and Luigi games because I really do like them.
Yeah, and I was kind of excited because, you know, so far they've always been on the handhelds, and now that we just kind of have the Switch as both a home console and a handheld, I was really anticipating, you know, a new game in the series coming to the Switch, and I thought that'd be really neat, and right now I'm not sure that we're ever going to see that, so...
I don't know. After that, I think Paper Jam may be the last original game they did, and then they started doing remakes after that.
Yeah, and I was a little worried because it seemed like they were just only doing remakes, and it's, you know, you kind of start to wonder, hey, why aren't they making anything new? But I don't think they had the money to.
Yeah,
so,
I think you're right.
It's really sad, but hopefully the series will continue in some way in the future. We touched on this a little bit earlier in what we've been playing, but the Super Mario Maker 2 2.1.1 update came out, and you now have the ability to play online with friends, both versus and co-op. You can also now use the buttons instead of the touchscreen in handheld mode. And I heard some people complaining about this. If you were building courses in handheld mode, you only had an option of using the screen. You couldn't use the buttons at all. And I'm wondering if they might have put this in here for all the Switch Lite owners. Anyway, the main thing about this is just the co-op play. And I was real excited to see this. We heard even before the game came out that they were going to add this, but no one knew when. So I was excited that this update came out and we got a chance to play a little bit. And I will say it was a lot less laggy than the last time I tried to play online. So that's a good sign.
Right. Yeah. The last time I played online, it was extremely laggy. I don't know if it was just because it was just me and you and not trying to play with three other people.
Yeah. I'm not sure either.
Not sure. But I really did enjoy it. The only thing I don't really care for is you still have to kind of download the courses. If there's a certain course you want to play, you don't get an option to choose it from what I was able to see.
Yeah, so it's still not perfect. We had to create a room and then join up with it. And then, yeah, you had very limited options. And, like, I was joining your room, so I couldn't even see anything. And then you had just very limited options. We could play a random course, but you never know what you're going to get. I mean, sometimes you'll get a really good course, and sometimes you'll get a terrible one.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of times you're going to want to play a course you've already played before or know is good. And in that case, you got to make sure it's downloaded, which I think is a unnecessary restriction.
Right, I agree.
But it was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to trying it out some more. Last week, there was a live 24-hour-long Pokemon live stream video that contained footage from the Galar region. And we got a couple of new Pokemon that was shown here that we hadn't seen before. The Galarian Ponyta was revealed, and this is, you know, our original 150 Pokemon, but it's a Galarian form, and I always love it when they kind of update a classic Pokemon like right. this.
Same here.
And you know, we'd already seen the Sirfetch'd, which is a Galarian version or evolution of Farfetch'd, and that was going to be a Pokemon Sword exclusive, and I was kind of sad because I was planning on playing through Pokemon Shield, but now we know that this Galarian Ponyta is actually going to be a Shield exclusive. So looks like both versions are going to get some pretty cool Pokemon.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you still planning on going with Pokemon Shield?
I am.
That'll yes. work. As long as I go with Pokemon Sword, then we can trade in between ourselves.
Definitely. Here. I know I'll definitely be wanting to catch more than one of these Ponytas, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be wanting to trade for them. So.
You know, and I wonder what the shiny will look like, because they're already super shiny. Ponytas. But I tuned into this live stream multiple times throughout the day, and I would watch it for 5 minutes or so, and nothing. And finally, I watched this Ponyta appeared within the last 3 minutes of the live stream, I believe.
Wow, so they went out with a bang.
Oh, yeah, they didn't show it at the beginning, of course. First few minutes, a Pikachu, I think, appeared, and
wow.
then reappeared, and then reappeared. But this was definitely the big thing of that live stream.
Very nice. This is something I've never even seen or heard of Nintendo doing before. You know, it was kind of just a look into the Pokemon world, kind of yeah. just a live look at things. And I thought it was a really interesting idea. And, you know, with all the rabid Pokemon fans, there seemed like there was quite a few people watching. So.
Yeah, if someone watched the whole thing straight through, whoo, they're tougher than I am.
Yeah. I also noticed that the Game Informer's new issue, the cover story, is about Pokemon Sword and Shield. Okay. There's a lot of new info in there. One thing I saw that I was very surprised by, they said, you know, all total, everybody that has some hand in this game is over, it's over 1,000 people. And I thought that was pretty incredible.
It's going to be quite the credits screen there.
Exactly. But yeah, lots of news on GameInformer.com and in the latest issue of Game Informer, new Pokemon news. So check that out if you're looking for more. Let's go ahead and move on into our new upcoming releases. So on October 15th, we got Overwatch Legendary Edition is coming. So I know this is an anticipated game by a lot of people. So it's good to see that that's coming out pretty soon here. Also the same day, we're getting The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. And this is another huge RPG that's coming to the Switch that's been on other systems. I'm not too interested in it. I did see it looks like it's going to have a lot of stuff packed in with it, like a map and different things. So I thought that was really neat.
Yes.
Then the next day, October 16th, we're getting Game Freak's Little Town Hero. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be picking this up or not. I really don't know much about it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing some reviews. And also, we were just talking earlier. I don't even know if this game is going to be physical or not. And I'd be much more interested if it was. So we'll have to see.
Right, yeah. I just don't even know what this game is even supposed to be about, Seal. So.
Right. And then, of course, October 18th, put on your spandex, get ready to work out because Ring Fit Adventure comes to the Switch.
I do know what this game is about. Probably too much.
A fitness RPG with the Ring Con. I mean, what's not to love, Chad? So
is this going
to
be a day one purchase for you then?
No, this is going to be a day one read some reviews, yeah. I think, for me. It's pretty pricey, and I really want to hear more about it before I put down the money. But I very well may pick this up.
I've been thinking we really need to get in shape, and maybe we could start doing this while we're recording the podcast and just try not to get out of breath.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this section of the show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to get into our main topic, bringing Nintendo franchises back from the dead. All right, Chad, so now to our main topic. We were trying to think of something to talk about. There's not a big new release right now, so we were thinking, what would be something fun to do? And we got to thinking, what if we were in charge of Nintendo for the next couple of years? Wouldn't that be a great position to be in? And if we had all that power, how would we use it? Would there be any forgotten a long time since we've seen them, Nintendo franchises that we would bring back? And I thought this would be a fun exercise to partake in. So we're going to run down our top three franchises that we would bring back basically from the dead. Not saying that these franchises are dead. It's just we haven't seen a game for any of these for a long, long time. So it's something that just seems very unlikely that'd come back. But if we were in control, they would be very likely. They'd be coming out very soon.
Right.
So let's go ahead and run down those. I'm going to get us started. We're going to count down from three. My number three franchise that I would bring back from the dead is the Wario Land series. I would come back with Wario Land 5 on the Nintendo Switch. And I would have a 2D art style in high definition that basically looks a lot like an updated version of Wario Land Shake It on the Wii, which if you've ever seen that, it's one of the most beautiful 2D games I've ever seen. It almost looks like a cartoon. And I would have it like that, but just looking even better. And I would also have, for the first time in a Wario Land game, I'd have a co-op mode. Two players, and one could play as Wario, and then you, as my co-op partner, you could play as Waluigi.
All right.
And we could play through the whole game together. And of course, the final bosses would be none other than Mario and Luigi, and we'd have to defeat them for some nefarious reason or another.
Oh, yes.
Would you be interested in playing this game, Chad? Would you buy this?
If I can play as Waluigi, I would buy about anything, Brandon.
I think making Waluigi a playable character would get this game a lot of sales. I think it'd be a sales success for sure.
I really think so, yeah.
But that's not all. I'm not going to draw the line just at the sequel. I would also, a little bit beforehand, I would have a Wario Land collection coming out on the Switch with all the previous games in this series. So I'd have Wario Land and Wario Land 2 for the Game Boy. I'd have Wario Land 3 for the Game Boy Color. I'd even have Wario Land on the Virtual Boy. And then, of course, Wario Land 4 on the Game Boy Advance and Wario Land Shake It on the Wii. And I'd have all those games. We wouldn't have to redo them. They could be just as they always were. But people could get caught up on this amazing series, because a lot of people, some of these games are very old, and a lot of Nintendo fans have never played these games, and then they're all great and they still hold up today. So that is the franchise I would bring back for sure.
Very good choice, I believe. Yeah, I would certainly pick it up, as well as this Wario Land collection, because there's a lot of these games I haven't played.
Happy to hear it. Well, I'll get to working on it.
Sounds good. Are you listening, Bowser? All right, so my number three, this would be bringing back F-Zero. I think this is on everybody's list.
I would love to see this franchise make a return.
I don't know if we should call it Super F-Zero or F-Zero Definitive Edition. Maybe we could do a remake or something.
Interesting. So, okay.
Yeah. So, of course, it would be on the Switch, definitely.
Right.
There'd be some brand new, as well as some returning tracks.
Oh, and yeah. You gotta have Big Blue, for sure.
Have the Big Blue. That's the main one, of course. And I would also like there to be some new vehicles, which would include Samus' gunship, maybe even Fox's R-Wing. Just soup it up a little.
That's a great idea. You know, we've seen this even in the Mario Kart series with different Nintendo franchises joining in. So I think that'd be a perfect addition to a new F-Zero. Have some of the more futuristic-looking Nintendo vehicles from other franchises join in this game. That would be awesome.
Right, and this is just a series. I mean, I don't think we've seen it since the GameCube days. There's a handful of them, I believe, on the Game Boy, and then, of course, the Super Nintendo version and the N64. And it seems like, what I've heard, Nintendo isn't really even interested in making any more of these games, which is really sad, because maybe not overseas, but in the West, I believe it's a very popular series.
I agree, and I think with Captain Falcon's inclusion in all of the Smash Brothers games, I think he's still a very relevant character even today. Everybody that knows Nintendo knows at least Captain Falcon because of Smash Brothers, so I would love to see them take another stab at this game. You know, I know they cited the poor sales of the GameCube version, but a lot of games did not sell well on the GameCube, and I think if you bring a quality game to the Switch, it could sell very, very well.
Right.
And we've seen games that are not even good quality from Nintendo sell very good on the Switch, so I think a good F-Zero game would be a success.
That's how I was even introduced to F-Zero, was through Super Smash Brothers Melee, playing as Captain Falcon. Didn't know who he was.
He's a cool character, and he has this whole series of games, these racing games, and I would love to see this game return. That's a great choice.
Right. We have a whole new generation of gamers playing Smash Ultimate, and they probably don't even know who he is either.
Yeah, no, that would be incredible. I would love to see this.
So that is definitely my number three.
Very nice. Well, my number two franchise I would bring back is a game I've actually talked about before on this show in Look Back, but I would bring back the Elite Beat Agents franchise, and you know, this is a game I don't see coming back unless I'm in charge, because the company that make these games, they haven't done anything like this in a long time, and they've said Nintendo's not interested in them making a sequel. Well, I would change Nintendo's viewpoint on this, and I would convince the developer to return to this series. Of course, it would be on the Switch, and there would be DLC for extra songs, because that's what this game's all about, is each song is a level, and I'd love to have this game kind of live on for, you know, like a year after release with some new songs and levels. Of course, I would also have have a remaster triple pack of the DS game and the two Oendon games from Japan that we never got that this game was based on. So I would have these games as well. And I really think rhythm games can always be popular, and I think this would be a great addition to the Switch.
I couldn't agree more. I would even love just to play this game because I've heard you talk so highly of it.
Oh, it's so good.
And I've went off your recommendations on games many times, and very rarely, if any, I've never been disappointed. So,
well, yeah, I would love to bring back another rhythm game to Nintendo, and I think Elite Beat Agents would be a great choice.
I think it would be, yeah. Good choice. All right, so my number two is a Pokemon game. So we don't have hardly any Pokemon games on the Switch. But I'm not talking just any Pokemon games. Of course, we're getting Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Right.
I'm talking about there's only one of its kind, and that is Pokemon Snap.
Oh, man. So I'd love this to happen.
I may have even said this on the podcast before. The Switch was made for this game, I believe. It just...
Totally.
I can't think of anything better than for this game to come to the Switch. So this game, I think instead of the original 150, should include Pokemon from the upcoming game from the Galar region.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
So I think that would be very relevant today. And I would also like it to be an open world game. You know, and before you were just... turning side to side. You're on a track.
You couldn't control
where you could go. This, you could go anywhere. And you could control the 0-1. It'd be basically you were in the Galar region just driving around trying to find Pokemon in their natural habitats and take a perfect picture.
That would be amazing. I would love to see this.
If we could somehow get some kind of a way to print these pictures out too, that would just be icing on the cake.
Definitely. Man, this is such a great idea. You know, Pokemon Snap is one of the most beloved spinoffs of the Pokemon series, and it's never got a sequel. Yeah. We've had a ton of Pokemon spinoff sequels for other games, but never this one. And I think your idea of setting this in the Galar region, that's going to be a lot of kids today's first Pokemon game would be Pokemon Sword or Pokemon Shield.
Right.
And the ability to travel through it, but instead of trying to capture them and battle them, you're just trying to get a good picture of them, and it would be so fun to do.
And I would hope like kids today wouldn't think this game would be too simple or anything, because I remember when I first played it, I just fell in love with this game. It was
it's
incredible.
So charming.
And
yes.
I hope they could add some quality of life stuff to where the kids today wouldn't think it'd be too boring or too simple or anything.
Right. I think they could add a lot of stuff. You know, the original game is very simplistic, but at the time it was just so impressive to see Pokemon in 3D.
Right.
We hadn't really seen it before. Yeah. But I think there's a lot of things they could add to this that would make it even fun for the modern gamer. So
I really think they could.
I think this is a great idea to bring this back. I mean, you know it's going to sell well. Any Pokemon game is going to sell well, and then all the nostalgia from people that have played the original would definitely pick this up.
For sure.
I would even say this would be somewhat of a system seller.
Yeah. So that's my number two. We're down to both of our number ones now.
Okay. Now, of course, if we ran Nintendo, we would bring all these franchises back, and probably many more.
Oh, yes.
But... if I could only be president for one day and bring back just one franchise, well, it would be very tough. But I think I've got mine narrowed down. If I could only bring back one dead, forgotten franchise, it would be the Hotel Dusk franchise.
Oh, yes.
I would bring back this series to the Switch, and I would do everything I could to make sure it was a success. I would have this at some either game show or E3 or Nintendo Direct. It would be very similar to how we got the news that Bayonetta 3 was coming to the Switch. A very short teaser trailer that no one sees coming. It will not have leaked or anything. No one will know that this is coming, and we'll just see Hotel Dusk 3 coming to Switch.
Oh.
And people will get so excited, and I'll follow that up with an announcement that, of course, Hotel Dusk Room 215 and The Last Window, The Secret of Cape West, which is the sequel to Hotel Dusk that we never got in America. Those games will be coming very soon to the Switch in a double pack to get you ready for the third game in this series. And, you know, I would just pull out all the stops. This game would just be an incredible, long, and interesting detective story. And I think it would just reinvigorate the detective game franchises. And hopefully this would just be a game that just continues to get sequels for the rest of time.
Well, I'm sold. Let's go ahead and submit it to Nintendo.
You know, it's not the biggest franchises, but it's one of my favorites, especially the forgotten ones.
It's so good. I'm just sad that this game was only on the DS and everything. it could do so much, especially on the Switch right now. Of course, all the games we're talking about would be physical releases as well.
Oh, yeah, so, and maybe even some special editions.
Special editions, yeah. Big box versions here.
And, of course, alongside this, I would have I would have some amiibos of some of the big characters in this series. I mean, why not?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Wow, that would... To have a... I can't even remember. Kyle Hyde amiibo.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes, we would have to.
That's a world I want to live in.
And, of course, you know, now with the power of the Switch, and we've gotten some games with some incredible voice acting like Fire Emblem, this game would be fully voiced for the first time.
Oh, that would be incredible.
So, yeah, that's my number one that I'd bring back. You know, it might not sell the most units. This will never be one of the top-selling Switch games, but it would just mean so much to fans of Nintendo and fans of the Hotel Dusk franchise. So
for sure, yeah.
I would definitely do it.
That would be perfect, especially me being a huge Hotel Dusk fan.
So what do you got, Chad?
So my number one, if I was in charge of Nintendo and could only bring back one title, this would be mine.
I'm excited about hearing about this one.
So this is Mario Paint.
Oh, man.
So we got Mario Paint on the Super Nintendo. Of course, it was in a giant box like the Earthbound game was. So I think that this Switch version of the game would need to have an equal size box.
I'm listening.
So it'd have an equal size box as a Super Nintendo version, and inside you would have, of course, the game, maybe even in a steel book. I'm not sure about that yet. But it would have a little easel that you could set your Switch on, so an easel Switch stand.
Very nice.
That you could set on, and then
perfect.
It would come with a stylus, a Mario Paint stylus. And I think that would just be, that'd be perfect. It'd be perfect for your Switch Lite or for your regular Nintendo Switch.
Where do I pre-order this?
And it would have to come with an updated version of Nat Attack, I believe.
I love Nat Attack. Oh, I spent so many hours playing this silly mini game.
So that's where you're swatting the gnats with the fly swatter, swatting the flies there.
Exactly.
And that of course, made a return in Smash Ultimate.
That's
so
right.
I can't think of a better time to bring this back.
Hey, they still remember it. It's still a thing.
Exactly.
So why not?
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be so awesome. And I also think there needs to be some Nintendo pictures, to paint and color in. Was there a color by number thing?
Oh, there definitely was.
I think there was.
The scenes from Super Mario World,
yes,
and stuff.
That's
all
right.
Loved it as a kid.
Yeah, I think that would be so cool to have some new Link's Awakening art.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
from Super Mario Maker. Just have all the big games, Breath of the Wild, of course, be in there.
I agree. And have simplistic ones that like little kids can play,
yes,
all the way up to some of these, like, you know, these coloring books for grown-ups now that they have with these very elaborate pictures to color. They could do something like that too.
And I mean, this isn't a game where, you know, you don't level up, you're not really going to any goal. This is just a good time waster, if you will.
Oh, yeah, this is just a game to chill to.
Yeah, when you don't want to play Fire Emblem for an hour and a half, you can hop on here for 10 minutes, you know, and just
exactly,
have some fun.
Yeah. I think they'd have to bring back the song-making mode in this game.
Yes, I was going
to
mention
people
that as well.
People still will make Mario Paint versions of, like, current popular songs, because the sound effects are just so great in this game.
And
I think you would have to include that as well.
I was always terrible at song-making, because I was just too little to make a good song, but I even had fun with this aspect in the Animal Crossing series when you could build your town tune and everything.
That's right.
So
exactly.
I would love to do that on a new Mario Paint, mess around with songs.
I think it's a great idea. I would be 100% in for this. I mean, Mario Paint, who would have seen that coming? But it would be perfect.
I really think it would. Like I said, the Switch is just so... You can put any game on there, just about. Any of these games we mentioned, which are different from Wario Land to F-Zero to Mario Paint. I mean, these and Hotel Dusk, a detective game.
Right, yeah.
The Switch has the power to like, handheld or for a big screen adventure. So I think all these games would fit perfectly on it.
I agree, and man, this has just been so fun. You know, we love all the huge Nintendo franchises, Mario, Zelda, Splatoon, and those things are awesome, but we don't have to worry. Like, those series aren't ending anytime soon, but there's a lot of smaller, quirkier, different, unique types of franchises that Nintendo's had over the years, and I think they would also do very well for themselves if they came to the Switch and were updated, and so I would just love to see even one or two of these franchises return, because unfortunately, we're not running Nintendo, so we don't have the power to bring these back, but I would love to see just a few of these games come out.
Yeah, same here.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. This was a lot of fun. Before we go, we want to remind everyone to visit our show page. It's at anchor.fm/KriboShoePodcast. We're available on any popular podcast app that you may use. Just search for our show name. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, please give us a rating if you enjoy the show. You can also email questions or comments to the show at KariboShoePodcast@gmail.com. We're also on social media. On Twitter, we are at KariboShoePod. On Instagram, we are at KariboShoePodcast. And on Facebook, we are facebook.com/KariboShoePodcast. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.